This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
When someone has an eating disorder, their weight is the prime focus of their life. Their all-consuming preoccupation with calories, grams of fat, exercise, and weight allows them to displace the painful emotions or situations that are at the heart of the problem and gives them a false sense of being in control. There is no single cause. An eating disorder generally results from a combination of factors. Psychological factors include low self-esteem, feelings of inadequacy or lack of control, depression, anger, or loneliness. Interpersonal factors include troubled family and personal relationships, difficulty expressing emotions and feelings, and history of physical or sexual abuse. Media promotion of unrealistic images and goals, along with its tendency to equate a person's value with their physical appearance, is another contributor. Students Fiona Sauter and Megan Carty teamed up recently to create and perform a dramatic production about eating disorders called Enough, a whimsical and political statement about beauty and self-image. Megan Carty is on the phone with us from Ottawa. Welcome to People First Radio, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the production. What's in it? What is the play about?
Well, the production, it obviously looks at eating disorders, but we looked at it from a more comic perspective, actually, looking at, the hilarity of the media and the ridiculous expectations it has on women of all ages, actually. So we looked at it in a pretty comedic sense, but we had dramatic times, too, just to show, the amount of pain that this kind of thing can inflict on people of all ages.
How did the presentation go, and what was it like performing at the National Arts Center?
Well, it went amazing. It was a phenomenal experience. It dragged in such a wonderful crowd. So many people who were so supportive on the issue. So many people with personal experiences, and the message we put out there was really well received. People respected it very much. People understood it, and I mean, we were bombarded with hugs and different people at the end who we didn't even know, who were just so proud of the presentation and wanted to share their stories with us.
The Ottawa Citizen carried a story about your play. The article also mentioned that you had been treated at Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario some time ago for an eating disorder. Tell us about your own experience.
Okay, well, I was admitted in grade 10, which was 2 years ago. I had suffered from those kind of the negative preoccupation with food and body for a couple of years. And after a while, it caught up to me. I had to get knee surgery, so I wasn't able to participate in all the sports that I was so used to doing to maintain my weight. So I just stopped eating, cut back in order to, I guess, replace not exercising. And then it was just a downward spiral from there. But the experience at CHEO was really hard at first, but it got a lot easier. I learned a lot about myself, and I met so many girls just like me, who were struggling as well. But when we all met each other and we all got going together, we ended up all doing really well.
What brought you then from the personal experience to writing and performing the play? What was that journey about?
Well, I guess about a year ago, my best friend, who I had never really known had any problems with food, I found out she did. She was bulimic, and I guess I really helped her out on that front because I knew what it was like to go through that stuff. And then once she started doing a lot better with that and started being able to focus on other things and put that to the side, we kind of decided to put together a theatrical production because we are both very drama-obsessed, spent all of our time rehearsing, and it just seemed right for to make a production with my best friend about something that was so prominent in our lives.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. Megan Carty and Fiona Sauter attend Canterbury High School in Ottawa, Ontario. They recently created and performed a dramatic presentation called Enough, a whimsical and political statement about beauty and self-image on the fourth stage of the National Arts Center. And Megan Carty is on the phone with us today. Megan, what do you see in the youth around you? Are eating disorders common?
I would say They're very common. I mean, 450,000 women in Canada alone have them. But a lot of people go their whole life never being diagnosed with them. So they're not even in that roster of being someone with an eating disorder. And there's lots of other people who don't necessarily have eating disorders, don't necessarily drop their weight to an unhealthy amount. But, you know, they wake up in the morning, they determine their mood by standing sideways in front of the mirror. They're very preoccupied with food. They exercise obsessively. But it's not necessarily an eating disorder, but in my mind, it's still a problem.
You brainstormed ideas for the production of your play with eating disorders therapist Heidi Mack. What did you learn during that process? What was that like, taking the kind of therapeutic to the dramatic, so to speak?
It was a very interesting, it was a wonderful process. Heidi is so wise in what she does. She knows so much about the issues, and she really knows how to look at them in a way that people can understand and relate to. It's not just factual, it's very almost philosophical, and I think that's a way that a lot of people can really connect with and appreciate. And it was just so great to be able to tie two very prominent aspects of my life, which was therapy and theater, and put them together, combine them in one, and it made something really special.
What do you think are the most important messages young people need to hear about body image and about eating disorders?
Well, I would say that anyone preoccupying their time and putting off stuff that they care about in order to change who they are, it needs to stop, because by wasting so much time trying to fix ourselves and please others, we're wasting qualities that we have in ourselves. And I don't know, I just think we have to stop trying to reach this impossible beauty that the media puts out there. Because frankly, the media is an industry, and they airbrush people, because when you open up a magazine, you should feel like you need to be prettier. You should feel like you need to buy that lipstick or buy that hairspray. And that's part of the problem right there.
Megan, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add or any final thoughts for us today.
Well, I would just like to say that eating disorders have been a very big aspect of my life. I know a lot of people with them, and it's just an issue that I find really important, and it really hurts me to think that so many people are so affected, and I just wish people could really accept who they were truly, because it would be that much easier to block out the negativity that we hear every day.
Megan, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
All right, no problem. It was great to be here.
I really appreciated it.
Bye, thank you.
Megan Carty and Fiona Sauter created a play about healthy eating and body image called Enough, a whimsical and political statement about beauty and self-image. They recently performed at the fourth stage of the National Arts Center. The sooner someone seeks help for an eating disorder, the sooner they will benefit from the treatment. However, people with an eating disorder usually work very hard to keep it secret and find it very difficult to acknowledge that they have a problem. Diagnosis can be difficult, since the symptoms of eating disorders often occur in combination with depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. For more information about eating disorders, contact the Canadian Mental Health Association or go to their website, cmha.ca. And we'd like to acknowledge the information we shared from the CMHA website on our broadcast today.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.